Okay, what we've seen so far is that first, we need peace with God because we are separated from God. Second, Jesus is the bridge to God. And third, only the person who has entered into an agreement with God has peace with God. Now, the key question is, how do we enter into peace with God? If Jesus is the bridge between us and God, how do we cross the bridge of Jesus' cross and get to God? That's an important question, because there are many who know about Jesus but aren't in peace with God. In other words, just because a bridge exists for everyone doesn't mean that everyone crosses it. Here's the deal. Many times we try to do different things in order to be close to God. We try different methods like going to church or stopping a particular sin or reading the Bible. We think that maybe by doing more of the things that we relate to God, He'll accept us and we can get closer to Him. But this doesn't work. After trying to get close to God by doing things that we think He will like, we come to the conclusion that this is only making us more religious and we don't have peace with God. See, you can go to church for years and not feel close to God. You can leave many sins behind and still be far away from God. So the question persists, how do we enter into peace with God? God offers us an agreement. See, in the last study, we saw how God offers an agreement or a covenant to every person. This agreement that God offers is the answer to our question of how can we be at peace with God? Only the person who has entered into this agreement with God has peace with God. The agreement that God offers is an invitation to be in peace with Him. It's a formal agreement that God offers to any person. So when someone accepts the agreement, God promises total forgiveness of sins or disobedience and makes him His child. God also asks the person who enters into this agreement to promise him obedience and submission. You only have peace with God if you enter into the agreement with God. See, even though God offers this agreement to everyone, only those who have decided to enter into this agreement actually have peace with God. Anyone who accepts the agreement that God offers crosses over the bridge that is the forgiveness of Jesus and enters into peace with God. So it's important to ask the question, how can someone enter into this agreement with God? Here's the big idea. You enter into the agreement with God when you say yes. In the Bible, in the book of Acts, a short time after Jesus ascended into heaven and left his followers with the task of talking about him to the whole world, Peter, one of the first followers of Jesus, told the story of Jesus to a huge group of people. Now, after describing how everyone he is talking to is far from God, they asked, "What should we do?" In other words, they were asking how they could enter into peace with God. Peter tells them that they have to make a decision. He's telling them what they have to do to enter into the agreement with God and have peace with Him. In Acts 2:38, let's look at the exact words that Peter said. Acts 2:38, Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." See, you enter in a moment. What we see in the answer of Peter to the people who ask, "What should we do?" is that you enter into peace with God in a single moment. It isn't something gradual. Like, you don't sign a contract in steps. You can't be 80% decided. It's all or nothing. In one moment, you're on one side of the canyon, far away from God, with all of your sins separating you from God. And in the instant that you make this decision, you cross from one side to the other, and you're at peace with God. You're forgiven of all your sins, and now you're a daughter or a son of God. So let me ask you, do you have a moment? Do you have a moment in which you decided to enter into peace with God? A moment in which you made the decision to turn to God and were baptized. Have you experienced this moment? Saying yes to God means a lot. Even though it occurs in a moment, saying yes to God means a lot. It's a moment full of meaning, and in this moment, something huge happens. Saying yes, first of all, isn't something we do. Even though in this moment we make a decision and enter into an agreement with God, we have to emphasize right now that it isn't something that we do to earn our salvation. See, we don't earn the favor and the forgiveness of God when we make this decision. We're saved by the grace of God, not by what we do. So in Ephesians 2:8, it says, "It is by the grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Saying yes is also accepting. Making this decision to enter into an agreement with God is simply accepting the gift of eternal life and forgiveness from sin that God offers. It's saying yes to God and receiving the promise that you are now his son or daughter. Saying yes is entering. When someone makes this decision, he receives forgiveness and peace, and the Spirit of God comes and lives in him or her. And by saying yes, you enter into peace with God. In Acts 2:38 again, Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." See, you enter into this agreement when you say yes with everything that you are. If the moment of saying yes to the offer of peace that God extends is so big and so important a moment, we really should look at how the Bible says the first followers of Christ made this decision. And what we see when we read the book of Acts and the other books in the Bible, and many other books in the Bible, is that saying yes to the agreement with Christ means saying yes with everything you are, both soul and body. It's a complete decision that encompasses our entire life. The Bible teaches and demonstrates that any person enters into peace with God when he or she says yes with his whole being, with his head, mouth, heart, and body. Believing is saying yes with your head. See, in order to be able to say yes to God, you must have faith or believe in Jesus. You have to believe that you need a Savior, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus can save you. Believing in Jesus is saying yes with your head. It's the first step to enter into peace with God. That's why Jesus said in John 5:24, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life." Repenting is saying yes with your heart. See, saying yes with your heart is making the decision that you desire to change. Change from a life where you made your own decisions to a life where you now do your best to obey God in every area. In Acts 2:38, Peter replied, what did he say? He said, "Repent. Before this moment, you were your own boss. You decided what to do, what to think, what to feel, what to say. And many times, you decided to do and think and say things that go against God's will. In other words, you decided to disobey God. Turning to God or repenting has two parts. The first part is recognizing and accepting that until this moment, you haven't lived how God wants you to live. Now, maybe you don't always disobey God, but many times you do. And repenting is saying, I'd make my own decisions, and many times I have decided to disobey God. Now, the second part of repenting, or saying yes with your heart, is deciding that now God will be the boss of your life, that he'll have authority over every area of your life, what you think, what you say, your family life, your friendships, your hobbies, your habits, your sex life, everything. At this moment, you might not fully know what it means to obey God with your life, but saying yes with your heart is making the decision that it doesn't matter what God asks of you in the future, you will obey. It doesn't mean that you have to be perfect after making this decision. It's nothing more than saying this: from now on, I will do my best to live as a child of God. And then confessing is saying yes with your mouth. Just like an agreement between two people, in order to enter into the agreement with God, you must first say or confess with your mouth that you believe in Jesus. You must also confess that your desire to enter into this agreement with God is necessary to verbally recognize the decision that you're making. In Romans 10:9, it says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." And then being baptized is saying yes with your body. We seal our decision to enter into this agreement with God by being baptized. This is the moment when, with our body, we tell God, "Okay, I have decided and I'm making this decision." The moment of being baptized is a very decisive moment. That's why Peter said in Acts 2:38, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." In the original Greek text, the word for baptized means to immerse. To be baptized, according to the Bible, means for your whole body to be completely immersed in water. Also, when Peter describes baptism in this passage, you notice he's speaking in the context of a decision that's made consciously by the person being baptized. The moment of your baptism is when you finish the process of making your decision to be a child of God and enter into peace with God. So, where are you? Bringing yourself to say yes is a process, right? As you could see, saying yes to God is a process. It starts in the mind by believing, and then in the heart by deciding that you want to enter into this agreement with God, and then by confessing the decision, and then by sealing it with your baptism. Every part of this process is important, because by making this decision, we enter into peace with God. So, where are you in this process? The most important question is, where are you in the life-changing process of saying yes to God? Do you believe that you're separated from God because of your disobedience, that Jesus Christ is God's Son and is Himself God? Do you believe He died on the cross, paying the price for your sin, and that you want to be God's child? Now, if you do, yeah, you're saying yes with your mind. Do you accept that many times in your life you've decided to disobey God? Are you willing to decide that you will let God be the boss of your life? If you do, you're saying yes with your heart. Are you prepared to tell your friends and family about your decision? If you are, you're saying yes with your mouth. Do you want to be baptized and seal your decision to become God's child? If you do, you're saying yes with your body. So where are you in this process of deciding to enter into peace with God? Another question. What's stopping you? What's stopping you from taking the next step and sealing your decision to become God's child? Today, I would like to just finish the study by mentioning some of the statements that people make in regards to why they don't take the step of entering into peace with God. Here's one statement. I don't know enough about God and the Bible. Here's the reality. The reality is that you will never know everything there is to know about God. What is important is to obey what you already know. If you know how to enter into peace with God, He expects you to obey. Then you will continue to learn more about God and His will. Another statement is, I need to change my life first. The reality is that you will never be good enough to be worthy to enter into peace with God. Remember, the reason you need forgiveness is because you aren't perfect. But God accepts you just as you are. He wants to forgive you, not because you changed your life, but because Jesus died and paid the price for your sin. And then after deciding to become a child of God, He will help you as you continue changing things in your life. From then on, you will make changes, but with the help of the Spirit of God. Another statement is, I don't know if I'll be able to continue once I start. Here's the reality. On one hand, it isn't easy to live life as a child of God. It's a big change, and many who have made that decision eventually stop following God. But on the other hand, when you decide to become God's child, the Spirit of God guides you and helps you. You aren't alone in this new life. God will give you everything you need in order to continue following. Another statement is, I don't need to do this. I was already baptized when I was a baby. Here's the reality. The decision to follow Jesus is more than a decision to be baptized. In the Bible, the decision to enter into peace with God is a decision that you must make and that only a person with the use of reason can make. You must believe in Jesus, decide in your heart to turn to God, accept that God will be your boss, and tell others about this decision and be baptized by immersion in water. A baby can't do this. If your parents baptized you, they did it because they love you and they wanted the best for you. However, what they did for you was not your own decision. And what God asks everyone to do is to make their own decision. So, what's keeping you from making your decision today? At any moment, you can decide that you want to enter into peace with God. At any time of the day or night, you can turn to God in your heart and through baptism, enter into the agreement or covenant with God. It must be your own decision, and you have to make it when you're ready. I can't encourage you enough to not wait very long to make this decision. The most important thing in life is to be God's child. That's why Jesus said in Mark 16:16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. I'd like to end this study by saying this. If you have not yet made that decision, I encourage you to make it. to define someone, maybe the person who's watching or listening to this with you, to find someone who you can say, tell, hey, I want to turn to God. I want to follow Jesus. I want to be God's child. And someone who can baptize you. You can be baptized in any water, anywhere, anytime by any other person who is a believer and a follower of Jesus. So if you haven't made this decision, I would encourage you, don't delay. Make your decision and become God's child and enter into peace with God.